Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX. I'm Art Levy, and this week we're turning over the keys to Spike Gillespie. The Austin author has written for the New York Times, the Washington Post, Texas Monthly, and more. She's also the author of 8 books, including a new book on meditation called Sit, Stay, Heal. Spike is also the mother of a musician, Henry Mowgli, of the local band Popular Culture. And since this is Mother's Day weekend, we thought we'd turn it over to her. You can see Spike's playlist or listen to this episode again. Just look for My KUTX in the features section of kutx.org.
I'm Spike Gillespie, and I am so excited to be here. I really want to jump up and down in my chair, but I'm going to try to stay still for quality of sound purposes. I have been given the keys to the studio, and I have taken over for the next hour. I'm going to play you some songs that are really important to me. Most of them are important to me as they relate to my son being a musician, and I've heard this program many times, and everybody says the same thing. Narrowing down a list of songs to a dozen is impossible. I mean, I was tearing out my hair. So to all of my friends who are musicians whose music I'm not playing today, I deeply apologize, and I hope I get my own show one day. The first song I chose is Daniel Johnston's True Love Will Find You in the End. And my introduction to Austin actually came when I was living in Knoxville, Tennessee in the 80s, and I met this traveling busker who went by the name of Johnny Crow. He was standing outside the Long Branch Saloon singing, and I bought him some beers, and he was supposed to leave a couple days later, but we accidentally rolled through a field of poison ivy together, naked, and wound up in the hospital. And then we wound up spending a week together just eating tons of Benadryl and trying not to scratch and learning about each other. And before he left town, he gave me some cassettes by Daniel Johnston. And he said, if you ever get to Austin, you should go to Sound Exchange. And a few months later, I was in Austin on a big road trip across the country. I went to Sound Exchange, and I have been in love with Daniel Johnston since 1988.
True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. How can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
Hi, I'm Spike Gillespie, and this is My KUTX. I'm here playing you some songs that are really important in my life and in the life of my son, Henry. I raised Henry in Austin. He's a musician. And the next song that we're going to play for you is Abram Moore's Four Leaf Clover. And the reason I chose this song is in 1990, when I was about 9 months pregnant with Henry, and I appeared to be about 400 months pregnant, I went to a show at Mississippi Nights, and it was a band I hadn't heard of before called Poi Dog Pondering, which I found out later Abra was in. And the bouncers were really nervous because I was dancing. Everyone thought I was going to have the baby right there. And I didn't. But it was a really fun night. And then less than a year later, I moved to Austin, almost as if the magic of Poi Dog had pointed me in the right direction. And I worked at the Magnolia Cafe South, and I lived in South Austin. And I would walk Henry all around the neighborhood back when it was filled with hookers and addicts. And he knew all the homeless people. And it was really fun down there on South Congress. And Abra worked at Texas French Bread. And she used to give us muffins on the sly. She would just sneak us some muffins. So I'm grateful for all the muffins and all the music. This is Spike Gillespie, and this is my KUTX Austin. That was Abra Moore. The next song that I'm going to play for you is by Don Walzer. It's Yodeling the Blues. And the reason I picked Don Walzer is because when I lived in South Austin, I lived right around the corner from Jovita's, where Don had a residency for a long time on Tuesday nights. And I would take Henry over to hear Don play. Henry was a very little kid, and he had a tiny guitar with no strings. And he used to go stand next to Don Walzer and pretend that he was playing with Don. Well, for Henry's third birthday, I wanted to throw a fundraiser. I like to be part of the community. And so Don Walzer headlined Henry's third birthday party, which was really amazing and fun. And I have so many memories of Don Walzer. Even nights that we couldn't make it around the corner for the show, I could still hear his yodeling coming in the windows, which was fun. And then when Dom passed, I went to his funeral, and Henry went with me. That was the very first funeral Henry ever attended. And I just remember it was this completely absurd juxtaposition. It was all these rock and rollers, tattooed, crazy, and it was held in a Church of the Latter-day Saints hall, because Don was a member of that congregation. And so alternately, people would get up and talk about Don as a musician and Don as a Christian. And it was just this amazing coming together of people. So I will always, always love Don Walser.
Long, slow train blows a lonely refrain, one that I can't refuse. I'll grab my coat and leave a little note saying I'm out yodeling the blues. I got half a mind to spend all my time wearing out my rambling shoes. Going down the road, following the crows out there yodeling the blues.
This is Spike Gillespie again, and this is my KUTX, where I'm playing some songs I really love. That was Don Walser. I wish I could yodel, but I'm not even going to pretend to try. That's my gift to y'all. The next song that I picked is Kathy McCarty singing Living Life, which is not a Don Walser song. That'd be great. A Daniel Johnston song. And I can't remember the year that Dead Dog's Eyeball came out, but the record truly is one of the best records ever made. I mean, in the history of music. I feel that way. I will always feel that way. Kathy's voice is incredible. Just in and of itself, her voice is such a gift. But also when she interpreted Daniel's songs, it opened it up for a lot of people who maybe didn't find Daniel Johnston's voice totally accessible. I don't know why. I've been married a couple times, and I never did marry my son's father. It's really confusing. You sort of need a whiteboard. But the first time I did get married, I got married up on Mount Bonnell, and it was me and my son. And, well, there was a groom. I don't want to talk about that too much. But the point is that I used lyrics from the song living life as my wedding vows. And even though that marriage went to hell in a handbasket, to understate the matter, I still love this song so much, and I love the way that Kathy sings it.
Hold me like a mother would, like I've always known somebody should, yeah. Although tomorrow it don't look that good. Just goes to show, though people say we're an unlikely couple, I'm seeing double of you. Ooh, this is life, and everything's all right. Living, 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 living life. Oh, hope for the hopeless, I'm learning to cope. Emotionless mediocrity of day-to-day living. How can I help but be restless when everything seems so tasteless and all of the colors seem to have faded away? Oh, this is life.
That song is so beautiful. That was Kathy McCarty singing a Daniel Johnston song, Living Life. I'm Spike Gillespie, and this is my KUTX, where they have, I don't want to say foolishly, but lovingly allowed me to come in here and play some of my favorite songs. Most of the songs I've picked are by local artists, and that's true of this next song, which is Iolanthe by James McMurtry. And I met James because I became friends with his then-wife, Elena, back when our sons were probably maybe 2 years old. So one night, James invited us, Henry and me, to hear him play at the Saxon Pub, and he said he would put us on the guest list. And there were two shows that night, and I decided to go to the late show. So I show up at the Saxon Pub with, I don't know, maybe a six-year-old, seven-year-old, and the woman at the door just looks at me like I'm completely nuts, and she says, "We are sold out." And then she looks at Henry and she's like, "We're really sold out. Like, I'm the worst parent in the world for bringing a kid out at 11 o'clock to catch a show." So I said to her, "Well, actually, I think we're on the list." So she said, "What's your name?" And she's looking and she doesn't see my name. And then I look at the list and James had put Henry on the list, plus one. So I was his plus one. And when she realized that Henry was James's guest, well, she completely changed her tune and she like swept us through the room and she took us to a reserved table. And it was really, you know, Henry and I have both had this great opportunity of being on a lot of guest lists. We know a lot of musicians. And growing up, he just had this idea that when you go to a show, you show up, your name's on a list, and you get to hang out in the green room, which I always told him, you know, that is special and to really appreciate it. But anyway, James has been a really important part of our lives, and I just love his music.
Mother used to take the cure. She kept plastic on the furniture in the living room. You used to tell your friends, if you never saw that place again, it'd be too soon. But your college beau didn't seem so bad. You brought him home to mom and dad like you're supposed to do. He wouldn't account for himself, and he got along better with the hired help than he did with you. No big loss, I don't suppose. Rush it away like a fly. Never liked you hanging around with the lesser kind. He suffered not the weak. He was never loath to speak his twisted mind. He liked to watch an evening pass, clanking the ice in his bourbon glass while you played your scales. With eyes that burned right through, he would say he always knew bound to fail. Shake it off and let it go. Rush it away till the light shows. We can't help what came before. Well, who's that standing there? Been doing lately? Your clothes not long out of style. You gave us all quite a scare, but the years were hardly wasted. Only listen for a while. Don't sweat the losses. Toss them all out where the tall grass grows. We're all bound to get our share. Our lengthy. Well, who's that standing there? What you been doing?
Hi, this is Spike Gillespie. That was James McMurtry. He's on my list for my KUTX. I'm spending an hour playing songs for y'all that mean a lot to me and my history in Austin and my son's history in Austin, my son Henry Mowgli, whose band is Popular Culture, and he grew up in this town learning music from some really great musicians. And before I play the next song, I just want to, this is going to be the longest story I tell. So when Henry was 12, I bought him his first acoustic guitar, and his dad got him his first electric guitar, and he just sat down and started playing. I mean, he really just took to it. It would be a struggle to get him to put the guitar down and do other things like homework. Well, anyway, in 2005, I think it was, I got word that John D. Graham's son, Willie, had some medical expenses he needed taken care of. I did not know John D. at the time, but we had a lot of mutual friends. So I just got this kooky idea that I would rip off the Naked English Lady calendar and do a calendar of naked Austin musicians. And that picked up steam real fast. A lot of musicians offered to strip for me. A lot of well-known photographers offered to take pictures of the musicians naked. DJ Stout and Aaron Mays of Pentagram agreed to design it. And suddenly we had this monster project on our hands. And we did that calendar for 3 years. We got a lot of people naked. We got Nakia, Kathy McCarty, Casey Crowley. We got naked James McMurtry, full frontal. Only time we ever did that. Sean Colvin, Sarah Hickman, Dale Watson, Guy Forsythe, who did something with the ukulele that I will never be able to unsee, and I'm grateful for that. But anyway, we did these calendars, so we got to know more and more musicians, and John D. said, you know, if I can ever do anything for you, just let me know. And I said, you know, you don't have to do anything for me, but Henry does play the guitar, so maybe one day you guys can just sit around and jam together. Well, John D. calls and he said, tell Henry I want him to play with me tonight. And he did not mean sit on the porch and play. He meant play on stage at the Continental Club. So I picked up Henry from school and I'm like, you're playing on stage tonight at the Continental Club. We had to run and get a copy of the record. I can't remember what song it was. I can't believe I've forgotten. But we ran and got the record and he practiced the song like a bazillion times before the show. We went to the Continental Club and he had, I think he practiced it in the wrong key or something. And I was like, what are you going to do? And he's like, I'm just going to do it right. So he gets up, John D. calls him up on stage and the band, I thought the band was kind of looking at him like, at John D., like, what are you doing? What's going on? And like, we're going to have to play over this kid. But I think between all the practicing and the rush of adrenaline, he nailed it. And it was so fun to see him up there playing his guitar. It was just this amazing, amazing night in our lives. And dang, I wish I could remember that song. But I did pick Butterfly Wing because it's got a great line in there about being as happy as a dog in the yard, and I just love that line.
She's as pretty as that.
That was John D. Graham singing Butterfly Wing, and this is Spike Gillespie doing a little thing called My KUTX, where they let me come in and play songs for you that are important to me. So generous. I do love KUTX, and they don't even pay me to say that. I pay them to let me say that, because I'm a big supporter of the station, and I have been since it started a couple years ago, and also KUT. Just love community radio. So the next two songs I'm going to play, and I'll give them each individual introductions, but for many years, Sat Paul Jones and Matt the Electrician did a residency at Cafe Mundi, and then it moved over to Flipnautics in the Triangle, and then Flipnautics on Barton Springs Road. And I think, sadly, all of those places are gone now, which is a big bummer. But at least for 5 years, if not longer, Henry and I would go every single week. That show was always so joyful. It was just like, if I went to church, that was my church. And I used to pass the tip jar around, and it felt so good to be in those little rooms listening to those big voices. So for my next song, I have chosen Valedictorian by Matt the Electrician.
Football player in the second row, never knew that you were beautiful. Mom was crying with her head down low, daddy with a video. Everyone is moving in slow mo. She's at the speed of light. And the valedictorian sheds her clothes in the midday between spring and summer sun. She says, this is who I am, and I'll never see any of you ever again. In, trying to avert a scene. She just keeps on sticking to her speech, feeling like a prom queen. Shuts off the microphone, the pandemonium ensues. She turns and runs across the football field, nothing but her socks and shoes. And the valedictorian sheds your clothes in the midday between spring and summer sun. She says, this is who I am, and I'll never see any of you ever again.
That was Matt the Electrician singing Valedictorian. I'm Spike Gillespie playing the songs I love. The next song is by Southpaw Jones. It's called Every Man, and Southpaw is a good friend of mine. He sang this song at my second wedding, and even though that marriage went to hell, I still love this song, and he's promised to sing it at my next wedding, but don't anybody hold your breath.
I'll be there when you need me, like rivers wriggle to the sea. I'll dig a trench with constancy and patience. Before your car begins to sputter, when your toast needs jam or butter, you'll never find another man like me. I'll be your every man, your backup plan, your biggest fan for as long as I can. I'll be there when clowns attack, and when your high school calls you back to tell you that you never passed geometry. And I'll be there to hold you in when slow metabolism sets in. I'll be your lift and tuck procedure, as well as your everyman, your catamaran, your VW van, your luxury sedan, for as long as I can. I'll be there when toil and trouble pop or burst or blow your bubble. I'll excavate you from the rubble. And I'll arrive when slippery slopes and radioactive isotopes come calling for to dash your hopes. You can count on me, I'll be your every man, your cotton candy, your mocha grandy, your daily brandy, for as long as I can. Song I don't refer to how we are or how we were, but rather how we'll be as long as you have me. I see a brilliant future coming, trumpets trumping, drummers drumming. You are my every woman, glory be, and I'm your every man, your Peter Pan, your Steely Dan, the wind beneath your wingspan, your open air CAT scan, your lifetime ban on the Ku Klux Klan, your Mexican flan, your every man for as long as I can. Not quite done, I'm your every man.
Thank you, Southpaw. I love that. This is Spike Gillespie, and this is my KUTX. If you want to catch the set list for this show, you can go to kutx.org and click on My KUTX. So the next song, I'm going to step outside of Texas. It's a Modest Mouse song called Float On, and I picked it because when Henry was 14, he announced that he was going to a Modest Mouse show, but that the show was 18 and up, and I counseled him against that, and he said he was going anyway. He went, he waited for the bouncer to be looking the other way, and he went dashing in. The bouncer dashed in, grabbed him, pulled him out, and said to him, "Look, kid, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. You got to run fast, you got to wear an extra shirt, and you got to pull it off so we can't find you. Now, I want you to go around to the other door and try again." And he did, and he got in.
just laugh it off, but it's all okay.
This is Spike Gillespie, and this is my KUTX, and this hour is whipping past, so I'm going to have to just switch over to the super short versions. The next band is the Polyphonic Spree singing Light and Day, and I have a bazillion Polyphonic Spree stories. I saw them when they first got together, and they played South by Southwest, and I followed them all around South by Southwest, and I got the manager's card, and I invited them over for breakfast. There were 26 people in the band, and they said, sure, we're on our way. So the whole band came to my house in Hyde Park with their trucks and their instruments, and they were skating the half pipe, and Tim nearly broke his butt on the half pipe. And that was the beginning of a long and beautiful friendship that lasts to this day. We've seen them more times than I can count. Henry got to play on stage with them at Stubbs, and I thought he was going to die of a heart attack. He was so happy. Last year, Henry got to go with Polyphonic Spree a couple years ago to Bestival on the Isle of Wight. So Tim has been a huge influence on Henry and a great source of joy for me. And I love him with all my heart. So this is the Polyphonic Spree.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Spike, and this is my KUTX, and that was the Polyphonic Spree, headed up by my great friend Tim DeLauder, who I just, wow, I can never thank him for all the joy he has brought into my life. Thanks, Tim. So I'm mostly following the musical career of my son and how he was influenced and grew up to become a musician. And when he was a teenager, when he had a few years of guitar playing under his belt, he was playing a party and a guy came up to him and said, "Hey, you want to come jam sometime? I have a studio at my house." It turned out that was Kyle Ellison. And Kyle is well known and well loved in the Austin music community. And he's well known outside of the Austin music community. He and his brother Sims had a band, Pariah, and the Sims Foundation is named for Sims. It's an amazing organization. Kyle went on to be part of the Meat Puppets ministry and the Butthole Surfers. And most importantly to me, he's just like the nicest guy I have ever met. And he took my son under his wing and he mentored him. He introduced him to a lot of musicians. And ultimately, he produced Henry's first and so far only record, which is called Episode. And Henry's band is Popular Culture. But more than anything, Kyle to me just really symbolizes all of the love that so many musicians have poured into my son and in his years growing up in Austin. And I just have so much gratitude to everyone. Thanks, Kyle.
Just begun, and I quit. Can't stand the sight of it, and I know. In the path of your evil glow, I believe in the gathering. I believe in the plastic king. I believe in everyone, but the flame has just begun, and I quit. Can't stand the sight of it, and I know. In the path of your evil glow, I believe in the rotten rope. I believe in the cantaloupe. I believe in the haunted house. I believe in the Mickey Mouse. Don't believe in humanity. Think they got the best of me. I believe in carpentry. Gonna build a galaxy. And I quit. Can't stand the sight of it. And I know. In the path of your evil glow. And I quit. Can't stand the sight of it.
That was the Meat Puppets doing I Quit. I'm Spike Gillespie, and unfortunately, after this next song, I have to quit this fastest hour of my life being on KUTX, presenting my KUTX. I love Austin. I love KUTX. I love all the musicians who have made my life so great here by providing their amazing music. And of course, I love my son. And so we're going to close out with a song by Popular Culture. That's the band of my son, Henry Mowgli. And the song we are going to go out on is called Affair. Thank you all so much for listening. And you can catch the set list at kutx.org. Just click on the My KUTX link. Thanks a million.
The Austin band Popular Culture closing out a Mother's Day themed My KUTX. Spike Gillespie was the guest DJ. She's the mother of the frontman of Popular Culture as well as a writer. Her new book on meditation is called Sit, Stay, Heal. You can see Spike's playlist or listen to this episode again. Just look for My KUTX in the features section of kutx.org. This is KUTX 98.9. Thank you.